Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Gary Day, of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been in session and working on a number of different pieces of legislation, including something that will help emergency service companies in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Pennsylvania's ambulance companies would be reimbursed for providing medical treatment, even if a patient is not transported to a hospital, under legislation recently approved by the House. Under current law, EMS agencies can only be reimbursed by insurance companies if they actually transport the patient. Now, what happens here is there's medical supplies and services provided to people on scene, but they're not allowed to be reimbursed for that from the insurance company. It was something that was identified by our ambulance companies as being one of the gaps where they're providing services and not being reimbursed. So this bill allows for a moderate amount of dollars to be reimbursed for those smaller services and supplies that are used by EMS providers. So House Bill 1013 would allow for reimbursement when the transport does not take place. And the bill now goes to the Senate for consideration.
There's also some new state regulations that will govern the immunizations that children must receive. And this will be real important for parents in the coming year.
Well, I think it's important. Immunization protects the overall population and each individual child that comes into our schools and the families and therefore our communities. So what I like to do is get the word out when there's changes, changes that hopefully create better protections for students and their families. So the Department of Health has revised the school immunization requirements for this coming 17-18 school year. And the new rules require that parents get their children fully immunized prior to the fifth day of school, or the students will not be allowed to be in school. They'll be excluded from school. They used to have 8 months to meet school immunization requirements. If a student is in the middle of an immunization series and it is too soon for the next dose, the parents can provide the school nurse with a written plan signed by their healthcare provider within the first 5 days of school, and I think everything will be worked out. If anybody has any questions or comments about this type of requirement, make sure you call my office and let me know about it so I can either help you with your particular plan or just know about how things are working out with this change in the Department of Health.
There's also been a lot of legislative activity circulating around state pensions. I understand that there is legislation that's working its way towards the governor's desk.
I'm in my ninth year in Harrisburg here, and I've been looking at these issues my entire career over a 20-year period. In the private sector, I've worked with pensions. Now in the public sector, I do as well. And as we try to bring our budget together, it's obviously one of the biggest costs because we have a huge deficit in our pension. And many people have heard about that, but what you might not have heard about is what we just did this week. We have enacted pension reform. Is this the pension reform I would have done the way my district wants it done? Not exactly, but I sit with 202 other members in the House. There's 50 members in the Senate and a governor, 254 people. It's a democracy. We all work together. It took years to do this, but also we'll have the biggest impact on our children and our grandchildren, because this will reach far into the future by doing a few things. Number one, it'll reduce risk to taxpayers. Number two, it'll provide new hires with greater control and portability of their retirement asset. This might be the most significant pension reform in the country. Independent agencies, foundations that follow governmental fiscal activities have come forward and said just that, that it'll be the most substantial step in pension reform undertaking in the country. So I'm excited to be part of that. I feel like I've been working on this for the 9 years that I've been here. And to finally come to fruition this week, I'm very excited that we had an opportunity to pass this out of the House, and I hope that this bill becomes law.
Representative Day, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Gary Day.